Get your quarters ready. This is the History of Gaming podcast, and I'm the final boss, Zach Natto. This podcast is a way to help shine a light on a popular video game franchise. We'll find out exactly how these games were made and learn things like what went right and what went wrong. Well, you've made it to the end of Season 1 of the History of Gaming podcast, Episode 5. We've been through a lot together, haven't we? Covering Pokemon, Mass Effect, Outlast, and Donkey Kong Country. So what do I do in the last episode? Well, we gotta cover something that hasn't really been touched on yet. Multiplayer. Playing games using online multiplayer has become more popular than ever, with players able to play with friends or people from across the globe. I'll be honest, I was never really one for playing games online. I was always put off by how intense people got playing these games. You know, yelling at you and calling you obscene names if you play like trash. But there are a few games I'll play online that I'll enjoy whether my team wins or loses. And the one that stands out to me the most is Smite. Smite was developed by Titan Forge Games and released on PC in 2014. It's a free-to-play, third-person, multiplayer online battle arena game that lets you and a team of five choose between gods, goddesses, or mythological beings. The basic rules of Smite's popular game modes, Joust and Conquest, are simple. Damage the towers protecting the enemy Titan, and once you destroy the Titan, you win the game. It's not easy, though. As you go through the match, your character's gonna level up, and you need to equip them with the right gear to be able to stand ready against enemy gods. Smite's roster is impressively massive, with many gods from different pantheons. All the heavy hitters are in this one. Poseidon, Anubis, Sun Wukong, Cthulhu, Hercules, even Thor steps in the arena from time to time. But that's just a handful. There are over 100 different gods to play as in this game, so you're bound to find at least one that you like. With so many different characters to choose from, your decision gets narrowed down a little before heading into the game. Each god fits into one of five classes that have specific strengths and weaknesses. And that's a basic background of how Smite is played, and as you can imagine, the game was a huge success. Because it's a free-to-play game, Smite makes its money by selling skins for characters. Smite has become so popular, it's had crossovers with other franchises like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Avatar The Last Airbender. For how popular it's become, it hasn't always been that way. The game ran into controversy before it was even released. Hindu leaders were outraged that Kali, Agni, and Vimana were even playable characters, and felt to trivialize their existence to the devoted. They also had a problem with how Kali was dressed, and let's be honest, maybe they were right about that one. For a goddess of destruction, she was pretty scantily clad. But here's what Todd Harris, CEO of Hi-Rez Studios, had to say about it.
Given Hinduism's concept of a single truth with multiple physical manifestations, one could validly interpret all the gods within Smite to be Hindu, and all gods outside of Smite as well. Ponder that for a minute. Anyway, going forward, Smite will include even more deities, not fewer.
So basically his response to that was, too bad, so sad, we're doing it. Eventually, the team did end up redesigning Kali and her moveset, and they continued to add more and more gods until we got to this point today, where Smite is running strong and still a popular esport. But now that you know the history and how the game's played, I brought my roommates, or shall I say teammates, in to talk about why they like Smite so much and what it's like playing it with friends.
Okay, so here we are, episode 5 of the History of Gaming podcast. Thank you guys for joining me. To start it off, I just want to know a little bit about yourselves. So, Sean, you want to tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're here? What do you like about Smite?
The main reason I like Smite is that it incorporates a lot of cool mythological creatures into a competitive PvP game where you don't really see too much of that. So I think it's a cool, unique game in itself.
Okay, and you touched on like the mythology aspect of it. And Andrew, I know you're a big Greek mythology guy. Yeah. Is that what draws you in the most about this game?
Well, it's funny you mentioned it, actually. So when I first started playing Smite, I was like a broke student and didn't want to pay for games. And I found this game for free on my PlayStation, sorry, my laptop at the time. And what drew me in was actually that. It was the whole kind of god aspect of it. I really liked, you know, being able to play as Zeus, and I thought that was really cool. So I started playing it, and like, I'm usually not really into this type of game, but but I found also kind of like the way the camera's set up, you're not like looking from an overhead down point view. It's almost like a third person shooter aspect. And I just really like that whole part about the game, and I just kind of fell in love with it.
And John, I really want to hear your aspect, because you're kind of experienced more in like the first person shooter. So this is kind of like a different jump for you. So what was your first impression of this game going in?
I really liked it. It was fun because there was a lot of like designated roles, and like you were expected to play that role. So like in a first person shooter, it's kind of more like where you can kind of just do everything. But as a guardian that I play as mainly, it's like the one sole objective is to just like block people and be annoying. And I can do that very well.
Okay, so yeah, you're just touching on that now, the different classes and stuff. So there's Guardian, Hunter, Warrior, Mage, and Assassin. All of them have their own different pros and cons, but I want to hear your perspective on them. Sean, which class do you pertain to the most?
I really like Mage. I just find that having the range capability is really nice, because in Smite, you can be dead within 3 seconds of being attacked. So I find having a little distance allows me to kind of like assess the situation and play a little more tactical instead of just rushing up and battling the first guy I see and then dying because I got swarmed, which does happen a lot, but yeah.
And Andrew, I know when you started out, you first started playing out as Loki, mm-hmm. an assassin, but then you sort of branched out more into the hunter aspect. Do you have a preference, or is it all situational?
I think it's definitely situational, but I think my main preference would be actually those two classes. It depends on what my teammates choose. If I'm playing with, you know, a tank and maybe a mage, I would probably at that point maybe be an assassin. But if there's no ranged characters, then I really have to go hunter, because I find that they can do a lot of damage from the back, and they just kind of protect your more melee characters. But to answer your question, really, I think my mains would just be a mix of an assassin and a hunter, and also, yeah, more situational to determine which one I choose.
What sets Smite apart from these other games like CSGO, Valorant, or Call of Duty?
Well, I wouldn't say that they're really too separate when it comes to the competitive scene, because I think what makes a game really an esports game is the teamwork and like creativity that comes from that, and doing plays that you just don't see from just being a regular player. I think Smite definitely identifies itself in a unique way with having the aspect of using gods and different class systems and putting its own twists on an esports game.
Its own twist. Now, we're seeing this a lot more in other games, but Smite was maybe one of the first games to do it, where they would do crossover events and stuff like that. So I want to hear what your guys' thoughts on this is. Should more games do this, or is it a little too commercial for you?
I think more games should, absolutely. Like, you look at the success of Fortnite, and you can give it to how they're having all these crossover events, and they're getting kids hooked because they use their favorite superheroes and whatnot. And from a business standpoint, that's just pure money. So I think with Smite doing this, honestly, it kind of got me into it more. Like, there'll be times where, you know, maybe we fall out from playing a little bit, but then when we hear about this crossover event coming in, we're like, oh my god, we got to get back in this game, get the battle pass, get playing again. And that really just kind of forces us to play the game again, which is exactly what they want us to do. So I think in general, like, more games should look at doing these crossover events. I think it's great for business and great for the game.
And John, in terms of crossover events, is there one that you have in mind that you'd like to see in the future?
I would really like to see a Naruto crossover with this game. I feel like there's a lot of cool potentials where they could do like crossover characters. I think that would be really interesting. Spice it up a little.
Well, that about covers everything we like about this game. I just want to hear your guys' final thoughts on it, and what would you say to somebody who wants to get into this game?
Well, I'd say that it's free, so there's no really other reason to not give it a shot. But if you have interest in mythology, competitive gaming, just having fun, I think this is definitely a game you should check out. It'd definitely be worth your time.
Yeah, absolutely. And to add on to that too, it's very strategic. So like, you know, if you're into kind of making plays and, you know, kind of outthinking your opponent, this game is perfect for that. It's really good to play with friends, you know, a team of five, you can hop on with your boys or play all night, and that's awesome. What I've learned a lot of mythology from this game. I've learned about a lot of gods and heroes and stuff that I would never have really thought of myself, and being able to play as them, it's just so cool to personify that.
And John, I think we need more guardians out there, so
you're absolutely
any
right.
Any newcomers out there, consider picking up a guardian. Yeah.
Not enough guardians. Bring the guardians back.
Gotta protect the mage.
Thanks again for listening to the podcast, and thank you very much to each and every one of my guests on this show. This is Zach Nattle, the final boss on the History of Gaming podcast, signing off and saying game over for now.